Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next. Davis Angus invites you to their 2019 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Female Sales Saturday, March 2nd at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. This year's sale features 76 registered Angus bulls with EBDs that meet CABs targeting the brand requirements. They will also be offering 75 open registered and commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of their bulls on their website at davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036. The Davis Angus 2019 Value Genetics Sale, March 2nd. Second, don't miss it.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
A sinking farm economy and China trade talks dominated two Capitol Hill hearings as USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue and U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer testified before key panels. Secretary Perdue left no doubt about the dire conditions in farm country, with farm income down by half since 2013, capital off by 70%, debt rising quickly, and a world crop glut leaving little hope. Perdue told ag lawmakers net farm income will rise to just $77.6 billion this year from $66 billion in 2018, compounded by news that a long-awaited rule to allow year-round E15 sales might not be ready for this summer driving season. Perdue was pressed on the need to get farmers help quickly. Listen.
Our Farm Bill Implementation Group formally met on December the 20th and assigned them to responsible agencies and finalized timelines for implementation. We are also have already begun and are getting stakeholder input on how best to implement the provisions,
including continuous CRP signups later this year and the start of the new dairy margin program possibly by mid-June. Perdue regrets lawmakers deferred action on disaster aid, a key for many ag regions, but took fire from key Democrats over administration plans to implement food stamp work reforms kept out of the farm bill. Longtime food stamp defender Jim McGovern threatened court action, and Ohio Democrat Marcia Fudge had this to say.
You say you comply with it, but you turn around and try to promulgate a rule that is in direct conflict to something we just put in the bill last year.
Perdue hit back with quotes from former Democratic presidents Bill Clinton and Franklin Roosevelt strongly backing welfare reform. And the secretary repeated earlier warnings if Democrats kill the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada free trade agreement.
I think it would be devastating, and I hope everyone and all 434 of your colleagues understand the threat it would be to the U.S. economy, especially the ag economy, if we don't ratify that. I hope that, frankly, everyone here will put partisan politics aside to vote for the benefit of the country.
Meantime, U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, before the House Ways and Means Committee, was more cautious than the president on China trade talks.
If we can complete this effort, and again I say if, and can reach a satisfactory solution to the all-important outstanding issue of enforceability, we might be able to have an agreement that helps us turn the corner in our economic relationship with China.
You got farm news on Ron.
Coming up Friday, March 1st, it's Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 466 Angus and 54 Hereford bulls that'll be selling. You can attend the sale in person at the ranch in Yukon, or you can bid in real time on liveauctions.tv or at Superior Video Livestock Auction. You can go to www.expressranches.com for complete information about the Spring Bull Sale, including the sale book and sale videos. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale Friday, March 1st, 12 noon.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.